We are here at the International Production and Processing Expo in Atlanta, Georgia. With me is Thad Simon with Novus International and president of IFAMA. I know you're excited about that. That helps to get young people very involved in the field of food and agriculture. Tell us first, what is IFAMA? We were here in Atlanta for the IFAMA meeting last year, and this year it's going to be in South Africa.
So IFAMA is the International Food and Agribusiness Management Association, and this is its 25th year. It's really an association of agribusiness programs globally. So yes, a large number of U.S. Universities' agribusiness programs are part of it. But also we have members out of Europe, Australia, South Africa, Latin America. So really all over the world we have academic members. And we have students that come along with the academic members to our conference each year. And they will start out by having a symposium. They'll be showing their research. We had already more than 200 submissions for the Cape Town conference. And we'll probably have about 175 papers or posters presented. So these are people doing research with regard to economics, marketing, all the really parts of agribusiness that really are very important for us to understand how are we going to reach the consumer and how are we linking the farmer to that consumer and the whole value chain that has to be done, all the managerial skills that need to be developed, the professionalism of the farmer and professionalism of the agribusiness system. We have the industry forum, which comes in for the rest of that week. So it'll be the week of the 16th of June. So that will be the time we'll have it. And Cape Town is a lovely place. Anyone who's been there has always come away really enchanted by the city. And, of course, with the passing of Mandela last year, it'll be a very poignant time. It's 20 years since the end of apartheid. So I think it'll be a really interesting time for people to come to experience South Africa. We're really looking to highlight the needs for agribusiness development and education and careers throughout the African context. And I think it's young people also coming to be more aware that there are actually very good careers in agriculture and food. And it's not just working at the farm. All the farmers are important and farm work is noble. And all those things we really support as well. And Novus supports those too. We work a lot in terms of smallholder farmers, trying to improve their technical skills, trying to improve their feed programs, trying to improve their nutrition. But at the same time, we have to help them link to market. And that's not what we do, but that's what IFAMA does. So IFAMA is actually really there trying to help those linkages to market. So we have major companies who will be there like Nestle, DuPont, probably, I think, Monsanto. They were very big in Atlanta, so most likely. So we'll have a good representation of the whole, the whole agribusiness value chain will be there. We have a very strong team on the ground in South Africa working on this already. Our partners at Stellenbosch University, as well as at AgBiz, which is the local agribusiness chamber of commerce in South Africa. So very strong team there. Come to Cape Town. You'll have a good time.
And now, what did I hear about, like, IFAMA working with the World Food Prize to promote some new fellowships for young African agriculturalists?
Well, last year in Atlanta, Ambassador Quinn was so gracious to come down to our closing day here, and he made a very great, impassioned speech, so we're happy for that. We had our IFAMA board meeting in October as part of the World Food Prize, so we are really looking at ways we can collaborate. They have a wonderful organization, very impactful, I think, really recognizing the true leaders in our field. And they have announced a connection they have, or support they have from the Howard Buffett Foundation to establish four fellowships of $150,000 each as a part of the 40 Chances initiative that Mr. Buffett announced. And the book that he has along the same lines of the 40 Chances. So really the 40 chances that any farmer has in his or her career to actually be able to have an impact. So in recognition of that and to recognize four entrepreneurs or successful agribusiness or farmers under the age of 40 in Africa, and they're in certain countries in Africa that they're going to initially focus on, there is an open submission process that's happening right now through the end of May. So one would need to go to the World Food Prize website to be able to submit these applications. And then in October, at their World Food Prize meeting in Des Moines, those will be announced, and those four fellowships will be granted. So through the IFAMA network and the connection there is really we're just trying to make sure there are going to be as many people putting forward their submissions. We get really four really great candidates identified. Even at Cape Town, we're going to actually bring in some young entrepreneurs, African entrepreneurs as well, agribusiness. So I think those things are very much aligned, what IFAMA is trying to do, what World Food Prize is doing, very much aligned, trying to really support people understanding that careers in agriculture are really a very noble thing to do, and so more people should be really considering that. And there's actually then some financial support and recognition for it.
Well, thank you very much, Thad. Great to see you again here at the International Production and Processing Expo in Atlanta. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.